I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Oh, we got a good one this hour. Rick Santorum here at 1030, the author of Blue Collar Conservative. It's going to be interesting on all this tariff talk. I'm bringing you the all-stars this week. He's the one that talked with President Trump about blue-collar Americans, blue-collar conservative. For about 8 hours, a couple times, prior to Trump running for president. So he'll be here. But first, friend of the show and friends, and I admire what he does, even when we differ, he gets the juices going. Phil Herron is the editor-in-chief and the guy that helps keep things moving out there in Delaware County, Delaware County Times. And I saw a piece today that he had headline, Letter from the Editor, covering the story and trying to be fair. Now, you know, a big story out there is the Me Too movement. And Hollywood the other night even started to get tired of it. You know, they couldn't fixate in on the Me Too and Weinstein and all because they wanted to savage conservatives like Pence and guns and everything else. So Nick Micarelli, I've been around over the years, had him on and all that, seems to be a good guy to me. He's a state representative out there. I guess in Ridley area, Delaware County. And two women have come forward against him. Democrat Party is saying he should be removed. The Republican Party is asking him to step down from running from re-election. And Phil Herron talks today in his piece about the fact. He begins by saying the name of the woman who's filed a sexual harassment complaint against Pat Meehan has never been made public. I think it ought to be. Here's a broad question I'd love to hear from you, and I'm going to ask Phil. I contend I was always against this. I have always been against this because if we say rape, sexual assault, whatever term we're using, is not a crime of sex, and I agree with that, it's a crime of power, it's just wrong. Then if someone accuses you of something else, we know who their name is for a lot of reasons that you know and I know. I think it should have been the same way with this. Argument was, then women wouldn't come forward. Well, how about today? When is the playing field going to be more equal for women to come forward? And how about the guy, usually the guy in this question, although it couldn't be a woman? Micarelli has released the name of one of the women, but the media hasn't printed it yet. So how does he get his day in court, the claims of two women who allege sexual and physical assault by the state representative several years ago who recently just got married? He's vehemently denied the allegations. Okay? Should those names be in print, among other things? And then Phil Herron talking about being fair here. How do you treat this fairly, particularly in the Me Too movement era? Let's go to Phil Herron out there at the Delaware County Times. Hey, Phil, thanks very much for joining us.
Dom, always good to hear from you again. How's things?
Very, very well, Phil. Phil, so tell me your thought process here. What are the things you're weighing when you're putting this headline out, trying to be fair?
Well, as usual, Dom, I find myself, hopefully anyhow, squarely in the middle of two competing sides.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, I think we've been pretty transparent in what is going on. These two women have filed a private complaint with the state house. There is it's not just something that they called and said, hey, we have this complaint, that they have filed a formal complaint. It is being investigated by the state house. It's also being reviewed by the Dauphin County District Attorney's Office.
Right.
All of this was based on a story that first appeared. I'll give them their props in the Inquirer and Caucus in digging this up and going with it. My question is, as I've always struggled with in these kinds of stories, and that's why I prefaced this whole column that I ran in my letter from the editor yesterday on the Pat Meehan case. Again, very similar situation. The woman who filed the harassment complaint against Congressman Meehan has not been made public, and yet there he is. His name and face is out there all over the paper.
Right.
Now we're going through the same process again with Representative Micarelli. I will tell you that there are a lot of people, and I've heard from them. I hear from them every day. Calls, emails, they're all over social media, who agree with you, who believe, in fact, these women should be public. Our policy, as is the policy of many major media outlets, is that we do not identify the victims of sex crimes, abuse, harassment, or, you know, a lot of times in general, crime stories, unless, of course, that person wants to come forward and be identified. You make the point of, you know, how far we've come in what, you know, mm-hmm. the incredible tumult that we've seen over the past year in terms of Me Too and this whole issue. And I think that, you know, that there is a big difference on a lot of these cases in terms of the limelight. But if you make that a broad policy statement and put that in place across all the media platforms, what you're going to find is that that is going to be absolutely a chilling effect to a lot of women who simply are not going to be willing to come forward.
Okay, and I would be on the side that says, well, Phil, this is a crime. In other words, you know, I agree with the statement, and I'm sure you do too. This is not a matter of sex. This is a matter of power, force, criminal behavior, yep. and or civil violations in the workplace. Sexual harassment is not a matter of sex. It's a matter of power, usually, something like that.
One of the things to make real clear here, Dom, is that in a lot of these instances, there have been no criminal charges filed
right.
in this case. There are no charges against Representative Micarelli. He's obviously very strongly denied these allegations, has what he believes is corroborating evidence that will back up his story, and has made it real clear that he has no intention whatsoever of either resigning his post, let alone he has every intention of running for re-election, which is certainly his right to do.
Right. So we know ultimately, hopefully, he gets his day in court, but it's such a public matter, election coming up, to face his accusers. Why doesn't he get to face his accusers, though, in your view? And I don't know if anybody, I don't think the Inquirer Daily News would print this either. I'm not sure if others are out there, Phil. Do you know of any other local media outlets that would give the name of the women, since Micarelli has identified one of them? Yeah,
not that I'm aware of. He did, in fact, in his initial statement that he put out responding to the initial story, did identify one of the accusers. We obviously did not use it. Interestingly enough, I got a phone call shortly after we started making mm-hmm. calls and following the story. I got, you know, and he put out his statement. And I got calls from her, the attorneys representing the two women, wondering what, in fact, our policy was. And I told them, mm-hmm. just as I'm telling you, our policy is that we do not identify.
Let me give you the point I'm making here, too, and it's an obvious one. And tell me why what you do trumps that. And it is like any other crime or any other situation, particularly if you're a public figure, he is, as a representative, me and a bigger public figure, that we want to know who's making the charge. What's their background? Who are they? Maybe somebody knows something. How are we to know anything about any of this if we don't know the background of the people that are accusing?
We know a little bit in this instance, Dom. And one of the things that I always, fall back on is that my guess is, much like in the Meehan case, and I sort of referenced this mm-hmm. in my column as well, that everyone in Harrisburg, my guess is, already knows who all these players are, knows these
okay.
situations. But one of the things that I tell people all the time is that, yeah, knowing within a certain crowd and being outed there is not the same as having mm-hmm. your name in the newspaper.
Right.
Do people think that that's not fair? Absolutely, there's a lot of people who think that that's not fair.
All right, now let me probe just a little bit deeper here on this, Phil. Let's see if we, you know, you can tell me what you think on this. If it's an issue of rape, sexual assault, whatever term, criminal term is used, even though I differ, I get that, you know, the woman coming forward. But when it gets to a matter of sexual harassment, my God, I really think if you want to stand up and make this accusation, you have to come forward by name on something.
Well,
it's not the same thing
as
rape or sexual assault.
Keep in mind that let's go outside the forum of Me Too
yeah.
or sex crimes or harassment.
Right.
In a lot of instances, crime stories, you know, murder victims, whatever, when people are testifying, very often they're not identified.
So, but wait a minute, though. In the newspaper account, though, Phil, if someone were murdered, you'd say who was murdered.
No, I'm talking about very often when people, you know, for whatever reasons, the DA will occasionally ask, hey, this person is coming in to testify as an accuser, you know, there's a fear for that person's well-being, and those are things that we take into consideration. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
That's interesting. How often would you say you don't?
Not very, very rarely. It has to be, usually it's something that's brought to our attention by the DA's office,
mm-hmm.
that they have a specific reason that they think that a person could be in danger.
Okay. All right. Phil, what else is going on at the paper? What's your big
I'll tell you the thing that I'm trying to get at in this story now, as I furiously try to wade my way into the middle of this thing, Dom, is that I pointed this out in the column as well. I was not terribly surprised that, of course, every Democrat with Governor Wolf leading the charge was immediately calling for state, you know, Representative McCarelli to step down. And in fairness to the governor, he did the exact same thing when a Democrat, Daylon Leach, had his run-in with the mm-hmm. Me Too movement. But the thing that stunned me, and I want to emphasize that, stunned me and gives me pause, is when Steve Miskin, who represents the House Republican delegation mm-hmm. caucus, puts out a statement saying that they have reviewed this and they think the best thing is for Representative McCarelli to step down. That gets me to wondering if they know something, that they have seen this, and that they know something that we don't.
True. Or here's the point I would make in an alternate universe of this, Phil, is the fact that we're living in this era. They want to have someone in there can win. I assume that's a Republican seat usually. And if they get this guy out of there, because they know in the middle of this, the last thing they want to do is be supportive of anything that has a tinge of antagonism toward this.
You've got all the wheels in motion here, Dom, as we hurtle towards this May 15th primary. In fact, oddly enough, today's the filing date for candidates to have their mm-hmm. nominating petitions in with their signatures. You've got the clear evidence, couldn't be any stronger here in Delaware County, of what looks like an anti-Trump movement with the election of two Democrats for the first time in decades to the county council, Democrats sweeping the three row office seats in the county. You've got this whole redistricting issue going on and everyone trying to figure mm-hmm. out exactly what the final version of this map is going to be. So, yeah, I would tell you that the Republicans probably have some concern, but I would also tell you that in this instance, that it is, this is not really likely a situation where I think that Republican seat is in danger. And that's just one of the things that makes me wonder what they know.
All righty. Well, Phil, thank you very much. This is at thedelcotimes.com. As always, very instructive. Thank you, Phil, for coming on.
Anytime, Tom. You take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.